I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
KSL News Time is 5 o'clock. It's Friday, the 17th day of January. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. Right now, downtown, it's 41 degrees.
Snow's already affecting people in the canyons. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
Severe Utah weather.
It's that weather we're talking about, a storm expected to blast the morning commute. Some school delays have already been announced.
Severe Utah weather. Our live team coverage begins with KSL News Radio's Mary Richards, who has the latest forecast. Mary?
I mean, it's going to be a fast-moving storm, dumping a lot of snow in just a short window, and it's already started in a few spots. Here's KSL meteorologist Grant Wayman.
The high elevation's just now starting to get some impact. We've been seeing some snow in Cedar City as well this morning, but a lot of the snow, at least the majority of it, just to the north and west of us. That's where it's still cold.
By 11 a.m., the Wasatch Front could have 1 to 3 inches of snow. The benches 2 to 5, mountains 6 to 12, and the Wasatch Back 3 to 7 inches. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Severe Utah weather. Our live team coverage continues with KSL News Radio's Dan Bamas, who keeps track of the latest closings and delays live in the KSL 24-Hour News Center. Good morning, Dan.
There have been a few announced already. State employees don't have to be at work until 10 a.m. Salt Lake City offices don't open until 10. Salt Lake City libraries won't open until 11. Right now in South Summit District, a high school and middle school start time has been pushed back to 9 a.m., elementary schools to 10 a.m., but decisions are pending in several other districts, including Park City, Cache County, Ogden District, Alpine District plans start on time. They're watching the weather. Canyons District had already scheduled a day off. And that's the list for now. We'll keep that updated. I'm Dan Bamas, KSL News Radio.
Salt Lake City is going to spend at least $5,000 to turn the old DI building on Highland Drive in Sugar House into a temporary overnight homeless shelter. In announcing the shelter, Salt Lake City Mayor Erin Mendenhall acknowledged the idea has not always been popular.
While we know that we're yet again asking Salt Lake City, and in particular residents and businesses in Sugar House, to take on this critical humanitarian effort, I am confident that our community will do this with compassion and with understanding.
The city wants the 145-bed shelter open by next week.
Presidential impeachment. In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
It's official. President Trump's impeachment trial now underway. KSL News Radio's Sean Michael Lyle stands by with our top national stories at the KSL National News Desk.
Well, Tim, the impeachment trial of President Trump fully begins Tuesday after yesterday's swearing-in ceremonies. Impeachment remaining divided along party lines, with Vice President Pence telling Hispanic group supporters in Florida last night,
"They're trying to impeach this president because they know they can't defeat this president."
The Senate is closed Monday for the ML King holiday. The Pentagon now confirming 11 U.S. service members were airlifted out of Iraq the past couple days, suffering concussion symptoms from last week's Iranian missile attack. This service member told CBS afterwards,
"I still can't fathom that no one was hurt."
Well, the attack destroyed some U.S. troop barracks. Virginia Governor Ralph Northam declares a state of emergency ahead of Monday's gun rights rally in Richmond. He's banned guns on the Capitol grounds.
"We're seeing threats of armed confrontation and assault on our Capitol."
The FBI arrested three members of a white supremacy group on gun violations, saying they planned to attend that rally. And a South Carolina woman sentenced to 25 years after pleading guilty to killing her husband by putting eye drops in his drinking water. Lena Clayton's husband died of tetrahydrozoline poisoning in 2018. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
Police near Chicago are trying to figure out what caused a driver to run off the road and slam into the side of a Starbucks yesterday afternoon.
He's very quick, flew over the curb, his tire seemed to go up on the white SUV and then just slammed into the corner of the building.
The car was traveling so fast that part of the building appeared to collapse upon impact. Five people were hurt, two of them critically.
New developments in the scandal taking over Major League Baseball and the Houston Astros. One of Houston's star players, second baseman Jose Altuve, is denying the new allegations.
Two Houston Astro players are now accused of wearing buzzer devices under their jerseys. Jose Altuve, after he hit the game-winning home run in 2017, sending the Astros to the World Series, is seen telling his teammates not to rip off his jersey during the celebration. Altuve's agent issued a statement overnight saying Altuve wants it known that he has never, ever worn an electronic device in a major league game ever.
This thing has spun out of control. With those that were a part of the Astros organization dating back 3 years that have now gone on to other roles in other teams, there are at least two other managers who are now out of their jobs because of this. And Major League Baseball's answering some tough questions today because Pete Rose was banned for life for betting on baseball, even though he didn't bet to win or lose on his own team. And yet you have
And they learn nothing from that? Look at this behavior.
And yet it doesn't look like they're going to take away a world championship, a World Series championship from the Astros, even though all of these dominoes are falling. It's interesting. That's ABC's Kenneth Moten, by the way, reporting.
Coming up on KSL, a little girl's love of space may earn her the chance to name the next Mars rover.
And we'll check your KSL traffic.
So far, we've got snow falling up at the Elevations, Parleys, Big Little Cottonwood Canyons, and in Park City, Sardine Canyon. Down in the valley so far, we're dry. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time is 5:05.
We love our KSL listeners, so we're giving away $500 and free gas 3 times a day for weeks. Earn your Maverick fuel card at KSLNewsRadio.com. Then listen to KSL News Radio, Utah's news station.
I'm Dr. Rick Gregoire. I am a family physician here at Midtown Community Health Center. Medicine in America is pretty reactive. What has been largely ignored is the other 80% of what makes people healthy.
Governor Mike Leavitt, founder Leavitt Partners.
Health is more than genetics and lifestyle choices. There are many social issues that contribute to health concerns, such as the conditions of where people live, learn, work, and play. Intermountain Healthcare is pioneering an alliance that collaborates with organizations to solve these complex issues.
Intermountain has a genuine interest in improving the health of the community because they realize that this will lift everyone up and create a more stable foundation for their health. Individual health improves, community health improves, and we can provide more care to more people.
The goal is to improve the health of everyone in Utah and the nation. Intermountain is striving to make real change in the daily lives of people.
Visit our website, intermountain.com, to learn more about our initiative.
Looking to get your business off to a fast start in the new year? It's go time. Switch to Comcast Business today. Get fast, reliable internet on the nation's largest gig speed network. Automatic internet backup to keep you connected even if the power goes out. And cloud-based security so you can protect all your connected devices against new threats like phishing and malware. Greenlight your business in the new year with a great deal. Get started now with 35 megabit internet and one voice line for $64.90 per month for 2 years. For a limited time, get a free $100 prepaid card when you switch today and add Comcast Business Security Edge. Kick your year off the right way with fast, reliable internet for your business. There's never been a better time than now. So what's stopping you? Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business, beyond fast.
Comcast Business Security Edge and Connection Pro available for an additional monthly charge. Offer ends 1/31/21 prepaid card per company. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change.
Hey, welcome in. Thanks for starting your morning with us. We're keeping a very close eye on this storm as it starts to move through the Wasatch Front. We just had one of our texters say, you know, I'm not complaining here, but where's the snow? I said, give it about 30 or 45 minutes and you'll have your answer. For that reason and the impact it may have on the commute, we're going to keep a very close eye throughout the morning.
A Utah student's love for the solar system has landed her as a semifinalist in competition to name NASA's next Mars rover.
KSL TV's Ashley Moser has more in this in-depth report.
I thought it'd be fun to use, like, different things.
Her knowledge of the solar system...
I've always really liked space.
...goes beyond your average textbook.
Like, for example, like, Mars has, like, dust devils and stuff like that.
Her love for it?
My favorite planet is, like, Saturn. I really like the rings.
Well, it's out of this world.
I think the color's really pretty, and I think the rings are pretty.
So when Linnea Allen heard about a NASA competition to name the Mars 2020 rover, she knew she wanted in. And this week, she landed a spot as a semi-finalist, beating out nearly 28,000 entries. Her name suggestion? Promise.
Promise has two meanings to it. One of the meanings means, like, if you say something that you'll do it. And then the other meaning is, like, hope. And the mission of finding life on Mars shows lots of hope.
The rover, like previous ones, will search for signs of past microbial life, characterize the planet's climate and geology, collect samples, and pave the way for human exploration.
This competition was made for Linnea.
Linnea's father says her love for space is no doubt what got her to this point.
Even recently, she's been talking about how she even wanted to, you know, perhaps help design rovers.
And no matter the outcome, he hopes she'll be inspired by the stellar experience.
A memory that stays with her that will continue to encourage her to always pursue her dreams, you know, always shoot for the stars.
Ashley Moser, KSL 5 News.
What a great story. Be quite an honor for the little girl to do that. By the way, I just want to set the record straight, and thanks to our producer, Adam Thomas, on this. I said that Pete Rose had never bet on his own team. In his autobiography, My Prison Without Bars, he did admit that he bet on Reds games, but said he never bet against the Reds.
I see.
Anyway, I want to make sure that's out there. 509, let's get a look at how the roads are doing this morning. We've seen some UDOT cameras with some pretty heavy snow falling. This update brought to you by Mountain America's Investment Services Retirement Planning. Take a deep breath, Andy. It's going to be a whirlwind for you for the next couple of hours.
Yeah, and it is just starting. So already the canyons, I-80, I-84, we're already seeing weather conditions affecting the drive. Snow really starting to stick in Park City. I'm seeing I-80 east of Park City getting worse as you head towards Colville and Echo. Now, down in the valleys, at least I-15 through Salt Lake County so far is okay. But I got a traffic trooper who tipped me off. I took a look in the cameras. I am seeing the snow falling. Just wet right now, not sticking yet in Ogden, and then far west, north towards Brigham City again. So the elevations are going to be the big problems early, but that snow's starting to creep towards the valley floors. Winter's snow and ice can do terrible things to your roof. Protect your home with professionally installed heat cable. Visit WasatchHeatCable.com today. That's WasatchHeatCable.com. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Let's find out more about this storm. Over to you, Grant.
Well, here we go. It's widespread snow along the Wasatch Front this morning. When it's all said and done, by later this morning, we're expecting anywhere from 1 to 3 inches in the valley areas. Benches will see more. Mountains between 6 and 12 inches. It's a quick-moving storm. Afternoon temperatures in the 30s, and then partly cloudy up to 40 tomorrow. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Roy Layton, Woods Cross. The traffic texters are already rolling in with us this morning. Be careful up there. 41 degrees.
You know how we had thought, Tim, that none of the U.S. troops who were stationed at those bases in Iraq were injured by the Iranian attack? It turns out there were some troops who were injured. We'll share with you Martha Raddatz's report coming up in a moment here on KSL News Radio.
That's next at 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. Thanks for starting your morning with Utah's news station.
So you're 62 years old or better and have spent the best years of your life working to pay down the mortgage on your home. With a rising cost of just living life, maybe it's time to use your house to pay you back. Your home can help pay for your retirement with tax-free money. Best of all, never make a single payment on the money you receive for as long as you live in your home. You keep up your taxes and insurance, and your house takes care of the rest. Let the folks at Reverse Freedom show you how to stretch your retirement income. It's called a reverse mortgage. You've heard of it, but watch out. There's a lot of misinformation going around about reverse mortgages. If you're going to talk to anyone, talk to the experts at Reverse Freedom. Call 801-921-HOME. They're right here in Utah, and all they do is specialize in reverse mortgage solutions. Call Reverse Freedom now at 801-921-HOME. That's 801-921-HOME. And NMLS ID 1382816.
Take KSL everywhere on the KSL News Radio app or or on the app for radio.com.
Have you been told you need to replace your sewer main line? What's up, everybody? I'm Mike Wilson with Any Hour Services, and I can understand why you didn't do it right then. You probably had sticker shock and didn't even realize that your sewer line was something that needed to be replaced. Unfortunately, it's more common than you might think. Any Hour Services has an entire department dedicated to the drains in your home, including that sewer main line. We can do a spot repair on your sewer line or replace the whole thing. One of the reasons that people wait to replace their sewer line is because they didn't have the money to make the repairs right then, and they didn't realize that you can finance the replacement of your sewer line. For a limited time, Any Hour Services is offering zero down and 0% financing on any sewer mainline replacement. I tell you what, mention this radio ad when you call, and we'll send one of our supervisors to your home and give you a free second opinion on any sewer replacement you've been quoted. I honestly hope you never have to deal with this, but if you do, we're here to help. Call Any Hour Services at 801-443-7700. That's 801-443-7700, Any Hour Services. Or find us online at anyhourservices.com.
If you're struggling with your mortgage, there's a free government program that offers expert one-on-one advice about your mortgage options. Call 1-888-995-HOPE or visit makinghomeaffordable.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
KSL News Time, 514. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
a new temporary homeless shelter will be opening in Sugar House. Salt Lake City workers have to get the old DI building on Highland Drive ready by next week. It'll have room for 145 people. On KSL News Radio's Kelly Pierce.
Second, the Utah Jazz finally lost a game last night, their first loss since before Christmas. Final score in overtime in New Orleans, Pelicans 138, Jazz 132.
All right, let's see what's happening on the roads out there. Brought to you by Mount America's Investment Services Retirement Planning.
Well, the wet is creeping towards Salt Lake City. I'm seeing wet road conditions all the way through Weber and Davis counties. Snow in Ogden, at least the kind that can start to stick. Going up I-80 in Parley's Canyon, it gets worse the higher elevation. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Morning snow showers, afternoon clearing, and afternoon temperatures in the 30s. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Looks like we've got heavy snow at the airport, according to a texter. Thank you so much for letting us know. Our weather watchers out there.
Yeah.
And right now, downtown, let's see, we've got some light snow and 36 degrees.
Let's get our top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. After yesterday's ceremonial handoff from the House to the Senate, the impeachment trial will begin Tuesday. The big question remains, will Senate leader Mitch McConnell support additional witness testimony and new evidence? It could include the ruling by the Government Accountability Office that determined yesterday the withholding of military aid from Ukraine by the Office of Budget Management and at the direction of the president was illegal. It's at the center of the articles of impeachment stemming from the president's dealings with Ukraine. ABC's Mary Bruce has reaction.
The speaker says that the watchdog's conclusion, quote, further strengthens the House's case for impeachment and removal and reinforces the need for a fair trial in the Senate that includes documents and witnesses. Now, the administration, not surprisingly, says they disagree with the opinion that the president broke the law.
In the Philippines, everyone on edge to see what the Taal volcano's next move will be. Thousands have been forced to evacuate their homes on the island, dust and ash raining down. ABC's Bob Woodruff is in the capital.
We have now moved north of the volcano here to Manila, largely because the dust from that ash in the air is so dangerous, we constantly have to wear protective masks. This is this volcano's 35th eruption in the past 450 years. Thousands have died before, but this week, no casualties. Our hope now is that does not change.
ABC's Bob Woodruff, you're listening to ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth. This morning we're learning that there were some U.S. troops injured during that missile attack by Iran.
We get the very latest from ABC's Martha Raddatz.
Before tens of thousands of chanting Iranians, the country's supreme leader was defiant, claiming Iran's retaliatory missile strikes on the U.S.-backed military bases in Iraq dealt a blow to America's image as a global superpower. And this morning, we are learning that U.S. military were, in fact, injured in the attack. This after President Trump and military leaders initially claiming the attack caused no injuries and only minimal damage.
I'm pleased to inform you the American people should be extremely grateful and happy. No Americans were harmed in last night's attack by the Iranian regime. We suffered no casualties.
We now know 11 U.S. service members have been evacuated from Iraq to medical facilities in Germany and Kuwait because of worsening symptoms due to signs of traumatic brain injury and concussion. The military saying in a statement that while no U.S. service members were killed in the January 8th Iranian attack on Al-Asad Air Base, several were treated for concussion symptoms from the blast and are still being assessed. As a standard procedure, all personnel in the vicinity of a blast are screened for traumatic brain injury and, if deemed appropriate, are transported to a higher level of care. Most of the forces had been in a bunker during the attack after early warning systems alerted the U.S. to the incoming missiles, but one of the housing units was obliterated, although no one was believed to be there during the attack. The military says the decision to evacuate the service members was made out of an abundance of caution, and they are expected to return to duty. But there are very specific protocols in the military for traumatic brain injury, where the brain is essentially shaken and can be very serious. Mm.
That explains, rather than a case of, you know, misdirection of information, there were no visible wounds to them.
But, no, it was bleeding. But if you get thrown against a wall or something else, you know, your brain can be damaged.
Yeah, so just like in football, you can get up and walk off the field. You could even go back out and play, but they now go through concussion protocol before they decide to send you back out on the field. Mm-hmm. Interesting story. ABC's Martha Raddatz on the In-Depth at 15 and 45.
519, another early look at your morning commute brought to you by Mountain America Investment Services, Retirement Planning. And back over to you, Andy.
Well, I'm seeing wet roads coming out of Tooele County now, SR 36, I-80 all the way through the 215 West Belt. The snow has reached its way down into the almost to the Salt Lake Valley. At this point, it's only really slowing traffic and making things rough in the canyons. Everybody else seems to be in that lighter Friday morning phase, maybe a little bit I-15 North Salt Lake just before the 215 split. It's starting to get a little bit worse. Snowing as far south as Santaquin on the roads, according to our traffic troopers, but I'm not seeing any issues affecting drivers through Utah County on the freeway from there all the way into the Salt Lake Valley. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
One of our listeners making that drive in from Tooele says, looks like the beginning of Star Wars with the snowflakes falling in the headlights. Going to light speed here. Let's see what the forecast calls for and get some timing on this in the 7 day with Grant.
Snow showers this morning with afternoon clearing. High temperatures, afternoon temperatures into the 30s. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow and a high of 40 degrees. And then sunshine Sunday, a nice day up to 42. Plenty of sun on Monday with a high of 41. Partly cloudy Tuesday, it warms up 44. And then more snow in the works for Wednesday, 39. Clouds and 38 on Thursday. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
It's one of those weird mornings where, you know, it might be completely dry where you are. So it's dry in southwest Orem, Val tells us. Good morning, Val.
Yeah.
And
they're wondering, what are you talking about?
But it's horizontal whiteout in Tooele.
Yeah.
To the airport corridor. And heavy snow from Tooele all the way up. And raining in Riverton. Today's one of those days where we got in before it hit. And so I always feel a little guilty. Because we come in and it's completely fine. There's no weather whatsoever.
You say guilty. I say lucky.
Yeah. Lucky. Well, once in a while, we have to drive in a mess, and then it clears up by the time you get on the road. But today, we got in, it was totally fine, and now it just hits, and everybody else has to deal with it.
Now that you know we've made it in safely, let me just ask listeners out there, if you're already in the car, would you mind getting up at 3 a.m. to avoid a bad commute?
I suppose.
I think I'd take your deal. Hey, look. It's not going to be the best of days to drive in, but I think we could make your day even a little bit better most days if we were paying for the gas. How about we give you $500 in free gas?
That sounds pretty good to me. All you have to do to register is to go to kslnewsradio.com for your chance to earn that $500 in free gas. And then just listen. It's courtesy of Maverick, Adventure's First Stop at KSL News Radio.
Get ready for the Rocket Mortgage Super Bowl Squares Sweepstakes, the largest official game of Super Bowl Squares ever with millions of dollars in prizes. And best of all, it's free to enter. Every score change during Super Bowl 54 pays out $50,000. That's right, touchdowns, field goals, safeties, even extra points. We'll draw one lucky winner from the corresponding square to win $50,000. It could be you! Plus, two grand prize winners will win $500,000 they could use toward their dream home. One way to enter, two ways to win. See rules and enter now at RocketMortgageSquares.com. Then tune in February 2nd to see if you win. Rocket Mortgage, official mortgage sponsor of Super Bowl 54.
No purchase necessary. 18 years or older, except Alabama, Nebraska, and Mississippi. Ends January 30th. Licensed all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. The NFL is not sponsored promotion in any way.
Winter brings snow and ice, and snow and ice can do terrible things to your roof and your home. Wasatch Heat Cable specializes in heat cabling, snow retention, and roof ice removal. They're the best in the business because this is what they do year-round. And right now, Wasatch Heat Cable is offering a free automated controller with qualifying purchase through the end of January. Listen to this story from Julia about Wasatch Heat Cable.
A couple years ago, we left for the holidays and came home to find our kitchen ceiling was on our kitchen table. Water was coming into our home and soaking the ceiling sheetrock. We couldn't believe the amount of damage that was done. Wasatch Heat Cable came out and steamed off the roof, installed heat cable, and now we haven't had any problems with ice damage. I'd highly recommend them to anyone.
To schedule your estimate, call 801-866-1110. That's 801-866-1110. Or visit wasatchheatcable.com. Schedule your estimate today. Visit wasatchheatcable.com.
Hi, I'm Carolyn Spencer-Brown, Chief Content Officer of Cruise Media and former Editor-in-Chief of Cruise Critic. One of my favorite places in the world to go is Alaska. It is such an amazing, vast, and untouched wilderness. And because there is so much to see, you really want to take a cruise there. I love both the Holland America Line and Princess Cruises because they have the most itineraries going to Glacier Bay, where you can sail right up to these giant, awe-inspiring glaciers and watch them crack off and land in the water with this thundering boom. It's the most incredible experience. And for land travel, they have a glass dome train that lets you see everything. You get off your cruise, it's seamless, you transfer onto this beautiful train, and you take a ride to Denali National Park, where you can stay at their exclusive lodges. And because Holland America Line and Princess Cruises own and operate their ships, lodges, and trains, everything is easy and effortless as they take care of every little detail. So if you're planning on going to Alaska, you really want to go this year. And you definitely want to go with the Alaska experts, Holland America Line or Princess Cruises. Explore more at goalaskanow.com.
We should tell you right now that they have traffic at a standstill up Parley's Canyon. We watch a moose being escorted across the road up there. So it looks like it's a temporary problem, but everyone at a standstill at the moment. Let's see what's happening with our top national stories here. Matter of fact, Sean Michael Lyle is standing by. As the First Lady of television celebrates today, details at the National News Desk, brought to you by Superior Water and Air.
Well, Tim, a happy birthday today to Betty White.
The older you get, the better you get, unless you're a banana.
She's 98 years old today, born in Oak Park, Illinois, but grew up in Beverly Hills, California. She was on TV in Los Angeles before L.A. had TV. Betty would dance on camera upstairs of a car dealership, and it was wired down to the showroom where customers could see it. She's earned the title of the First Lady of Television.
It's incredible that I'm still in this business.
And she set the Guinness record for the longest TV career of any woman at 74 years, and that happened in 2013. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
Watching Utah's Money brought to you by UCCU. Love where you bank. Microsoft is pledging to go beyond being carbon neutral.
Microsoft pledging to become carbon negative by 2030, meaning it will remove more carbon than it emits. CEO Satya Nadella announcing the change will also extend to supply chains, requiring its suppliers to reduce their environmental footprint. It's a big push after environmental groups said the company was falling short of rivals like Apple and Google. The company is responsible for 16 million metric tons of emissions, according to Microsoft's chief legal officer. But by 2050, Microsoft says it will remove all of its historical emissions since it was founded in 1975. Yuni Han, ABC News.
We are getting used to this on a fairly regular basis. The U.S. futures point to a little higher open today. And right now, the Dow futures up 72. The S&P up by 7.5, and the NASDAQ is up 34 points this hour.
A check of your snowy commute in some places coming up next on KSL.
Last year, I had Serta Pro painters come and breathe life into my house. They took a paint job that was old and cracking, and it freshened up our entire home. So cross the first project off your 2020 to-do list early. Paint your home now. Serta Pro Painters uses high-quality products with zero or low VOCs. That means your paint job will dry faster and more evenly in winter's less humid conditions. Get your painting project completed quickly before our painting schedule fills up. Your painting estimate is free. The value it will add to your home is priceless. I love these guys because they're right here in our community, because each Serta Pro Painters business is independently owned and operated. Get that free estimate at CertaPro.com. That's Certa with a C. Certa Pro Painters. We do painting. You do life.
Visit KSL.com/win to win great prizes. This week, win tickets to the Utah International Auto Expo. See over 350 of the hottest new cars and trucks all in one place. This weekend at the Mountain America Expo Center. Or win tickets to see comic legend Howie Mandel. January 31st at the DeJoria Center. And win tickets to play at Woodward Park City, a new facility for action sports lovers. It's all there. Enter now at KSL.com/win.
All right, let's see where this storm is moving here. Brought to you by Mountain America's Investment Services Retirement Planning. Back to the traffic center. Here's Andy.
It kind of looks like the camera lens, you know, as the iris kind of closes down. The snow's just sort of closing in on Salt Lake City from all directions. Now I-80 all the way in from Tooele, SR-201 now being affected by the snow and the wet conditions. Speeds are quickly dipping along the West Belt as well. So far, the south end of the Salt Lake Valley still on mostly dry roads and in Utah County north of Santaquin. But throughout Davis on the freeway, Weber County on the freeway, you'll be dealing with wet conditions going into the canyons. I-84 and I-80. Both seeing significantly reduced speeds the higher elevation you go. And Big and Little Cottonwood Canyons are open, but they've already got chains four-wheel drive restrictions in effect. The Utah Auto Expo, January 17th through 20th at the Mountain America Exposition Center. Come see the hottest new cars and trucks. Go to AutoExpoUtah.com for discounts. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9th, and it's all about the snowstorm. Back over to you, Grant.
One of those days where we've already hit the high, all temperatures dropping at this point with the snow showers moving in. By late this morning, 1 to 3 inches of snow along the Wasatch Front with afternoon clearing, and then partly cloudy tomorrow. We're up to 40 degrees. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 5:30.
Right now, downtown, we've got some light snow and 36 degrees.
And that snow starting to affect the drive on the west side of the Salt Lake Valley. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
A big, wet snowstorm expected to crash your morning commute.
Severe Utah weather. KSL News Radio's Dan Baumas is live in the KSL 24-hour news center with the latest closings and delays. Dan?
And right now, we're waiting for decisions from a number of different school districts, including Alpine, Ogden, Cache County, Park City. In South Summit, the high school and middle schools will start at 9 a.m., elementary school at 10. But the Canyons District had already scheduled a day off today. Other state employees don't have to be to work until 10. Salt Lake City offices won't open until 10. Salt Lake City libraries won't open until 11 this morning. We'll keep following everyone who has closures to announce and let you know. Dan Baumas, KSL News Radio.
KSL weather now with Grant. It's warm and windy right now. That storm, though, is already starting to bear down on the Wasatch, at least in the northern and western part of the state.
Snow along the Wasatch Front through the morning hours. We'll expect the storm to taper off later this morning, and by 11, most of it's done. In its wake, we will see plenty of snow across the state. Wasatch Front will expect anywhere from about 1 to 3 inches of snow. Park City could see between about 2 to up to 6 inches of snow. The mountains between 6 to 12 inches of snow. Even the southwestern part of the state, some of the valleys around an inch, perhaps up to 2 inches of snow.
Grant says in the Salt Lake Valley, we can expect to see the storm start sometime after 5:30 or 6 o'clock.
2 years after community opposition forced the city to abandon the idea, Salt Lake City will open a 145-bed temporary homeless shelter in Sugar House.
Our ability to truly serve the unsheltered population relies on our ability to be agile and to work dynamically to serve evolving issues, emerging issues.
Mayor Aaron Mendenhall thinks the shelters we have now are working, but they're bulging at the seams. The city will spend $5,000 to turn the old DI building on Highland Drive into a heated overnight shelter, which will stay open until April.
A Democratic presidential candidate is campaigning in Utah tomorrow. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik is live in the KSL 24-hour News Center with the details. John?
Yeah, Tim, one of the more recent candidates, Mike Bloomberg, will be making a campaign stop tomorrow, so he continues to focus on the states casting their primary ballots on Super Tuesday. The event will be at 4 o'clock at Impact Hub in downtown Salt Lake City. The former mayor of New York City seems to be going all in on advertising in the Beehive State. According to data from Advertising Analytics, his campaign has spent nearly $1.3 million on advertising in the state already, and that number is starting to creep towards $1.5 million by now. Former Vice President Joe Biden was in Park City in 2019, but he did not hold a public campaign event. Live, John Bocek, KSL News Radio.
Presidential impeachment. In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
Senator Mitt Romney's approval among Republicans is slipping ahead of the impeachment trial in the Senate. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live in the KSL 24-hour News Center with more. Mary?
Amanda, he's losing some ground among Republicans and independents, but gaining support from Democrats. A morning consult poll shows that in the last quarter of 2019, 57% of Utah Republicans said they liked the job Romney is doing. It was 65% in the months before that, so a drop. 46% of Democrats approved of Romney, up from 42%. Now, Senator Romney says he does support a move to allow witnesses after the opening arguments in the Senate trial. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Impeachment takes a holiday. KSL's top national stories now. Sean Michael Lyle, live at the KSL National News Desk.
Well, Tim, up next, the actual impeachment trial itself. After yesterday's swearing-in ceremonies for Chief Justice Roberts and members of the Senate, Democrat leader Chuck Schumer.
When the Chief Justice walked in, you could feel the weight of the moment.
The trial gets in full gear Tuesday after Monday's ML King holiday. Republicans downplaying a government accounting office opinion. The Trump administration withholding aid to Ukraine broke the law. Senator Joni Ernst calls it a moot point since money was released anyway. President Obama also withheld Ukraine aid, with both presidents claiming it was over concerns about Ukraine corruption. 11 U.S. troops have been sent out of Iraq for medical treatment the past couple days, suffering concussion symptoms from last week's Iranian missile attack. ABC's Martha Raddatz.
The decision to evacuate the service members was made out of an abundance of caution, and they are expected to return to duty.
At first, the Pentagon reported no one was hurt. And the new manager of the New York Mets is the latest to lose his job over baseball sign-stealing scandal. Carlos Beltran had been asked about his involvement when he was with the Astros.
Honestly, on Houston's situation, I don't have any comment.
Managers in Houston and Boston were also fired. Beltran was given the job in November. He never managed a game. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
Coming up on KSL, the Jazz and their great run over the past month.
Plus, we'll check your KSL traffic.
It is getting worse out on the west side of the valley. Speeds are quickly dipping everywhere west of downtown Salt Lake City. So far, the snow hasn't creeped too far south of West Valley. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News time is 5:35.
Welcome him to KSL. Lee Lonsberry.
I am drawn to news that is informing people and empowering people.
12:30 till 3 on KSL News Radio, Utah's news station.
Some job recruitment sites overload your inbox with resumes, but Glassdoor only matches you with qualified job candidates, so you can find that perfect new hire in half the resumes. Go to glassdoor.com/hire. Glassdoor. Find the right fit for your business.
Upgrade to the wiper blades trusted by Rainer Zietlow to break world records. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance that lasts two times longer than other blades. The new Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are only available at Walmart.
Take a great exploration vehicle, add available intelligent adaptive cruise control with stop and go, lane centering, and speed sign recognition. And available intelligent four-wheel drive with terrain management system and selectable drive modes. And some more highly advanced features for doing highly advanced stuff. Then you have the 2020 Ford Explorer, completely redesigned with more technology than ever. It's the greatest exploration vehicle of all time.
Driver's assist features are supplemental and do not replace the driver's attention, judgment, need to control the vehicle.
And here's Brant Bergstrom on the first tee, making his triumphant return from shoulder surgery.
I'm sure he's anxious to get that first swing in the bag.
Mm. Oh, and the ball is crushed up the left side.
Oh, my, that is unbelievable distance.
No matter how it happened, Caliber Collision makes it like it never did. With high-quality repairs, faster than ever, we restore the rhythm of your life. Caliber Collision.
I believe he hit the green. The green station wagon. Yeah, that one. That's awful.
Ever feel like your insurance company doesn't know you?
Insurance Corporation will issue generic plans where agricultural activities occur.
Only a human can visit your farm or ranch to know what you need. Find out why Farm Bureau Financial Services is the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it. Talk to an agent today or visit alversusagent.com. Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory, 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
If you're just joining us and you're crawling out of bed, it has really come on strong. That is the snowstorm we've been telling you about and people have been planning for. One of our listeners says, that it, as they were headed southbound on I-15, it hit like a bomb, blowing sideways, visibility very poor. Give yourself some extra time this morning and slow down on your way in.
Well, the Utah Jazz 10-game win streak is now over. It came to an end last night in New Orleans in a controversial overtime loss to the Pelicans. Rudy Gobert was fouled in a rare call with 0.2 seconds left in the game. He made one of his free throws to tie the game and send it to overtime, but then he fouled out in overtime, and the Pelicans went on an 11-0 run to win. The Jazz got the chance to start a new winning streak this Saturday night at Vivint Arena against Sacramento.
I think Donovan finished with 46 points last night. Major League Baseball has its first female full-time coach.
The San Francisco Giants hiring their first female coach, Alyssa Nacken, under first-year manager Gabe Kapler. Nacken was a three-time all-conference first baseman in the Sacramento State softball program and a conference scholar athlete of the year in 2012. Nacken interned for the Giants in 2014 and developed and directed health and wellness events for the team. Now part of a 13-person coaching staff, Nacken probably won't be in uniform during games since teams are limited to seven coaches in the dugout. Still, her new title is Major League Assistant Coach. Yuni Han, ABC News.
5:39, let's get a look at that traffic. It's brought to you by Mountain America Investment Services Retirement Planning. Over to you, Andy.
Well, as you can see, if you're following us on the app, the snow has started to really stick. In the Salt Lake Valley, I'm seeing traffic really struggling along Bangor Highway, the West Belt in particular, 201 Freeway and I-80 coming out of Tooele County. No crashes yet. We'll see how long that lasts. It is Friday, so we'll have a little bit of a lighter commute volume-wise, and that may help us a little bit. Chains are now in effect for Parley's Canyon, but only for semis right now. Chains four-wheel drives required for all vehicles in Big and Little Cottonwood Canyons. And the further east you go towards Wyoming, the worse the snow gets in those canyons. So far, at least at the south end of the valley, just wet road conditions and into Utah County. But it's snowy everywhere north of about Murray now. It's time to get a home energy plan from Dominion Energy and learn how you can conserve to save money on your monthly gas bill. Visit ThermWise.com to get started. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. It's all about the timing of this, and I guess we don't have to guess anymore when it's going to arrive because it's here.
Here it is, the storm bringing snow along the Wasatch Front. By late this morning, we'll expect 1 to 3 inches in the valley areas. The benches will see more, mountains 6 to 12. Afternoon temperatures in the 30s. Tomorrow, though, we're up to near 40 in partly cloudy skies. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Look what's happened to the temperature in the last half hour. We were, what, 41 degrees, mm-hmm. I think? Down to 33.
Meow.
Just like that in Salt Lake City.
Coming up in a moment, we'll speak with Rick Klein, ABC News political director. We've got some things to ask
just
him.
Just a few.
Will there be any witnesses in the upcoming impeachment trial? That's one of the questions. Just ahead on KSL News Radio.
Stay with us at 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. This is Utah's news station.
Today, I'm a computer engineer, but my great-great-grandfather was a printing press operator, and his father was an apple farmer. Thanks to technology, discovering my family's story was easy, and you can discover yours at RootsTech, the world's largest family and technology conference. Register today for RootsTech 2020. Don't miss this incredible four-day event, February 26th through 29th, and discover how to make family connections to the past, present, and future. Join thousands of people from all around the world and learn from over 300 classes on topics such as DNA, capturing family stories, and preserving legacies. Hear from celebrity keynote speakers and entertainers such as Emmett Smith, David Kennerly, and Ryan Hamilton. Day passes start at just $99. Discover your family. Discover yourself. Discover your roots at RootsTech, the world's biggest family celebration and DNA event, February 26th through the 29th at the Salt Palace. Register today at rootstech.org.
Up next, at the opera. In Germany, Nicholas and Anna's performance at the Berlin Opera House comes to a halt as World War I is declared. Meanwhile, in Scotland, William gets ready for war and persuades his younger brother to enlist as well. In France, Lieutenant Audebert consoles his pregnant wife who detests him for leaving. As Christmas approaches, the battle rages across no man's land, and William is fatally shot. When the violence ceases, many are shocked by the impact of war. When Christmas Eve arrives, a truce is called, and the soldiers are filled with the holiday spirit. They set aside their differences to intermingle, trade provisions, and sing. But there's a palpable uneasiness in the air. Will blood loss be forgotten or avenged? Will old enemies become new friends? What will happen to the fraternizing armies when their generals find out what they have done? Find out at Utah Opera's Silent Night. So much
drama. Kevin Plitz and Mark Campbell's Silent Night. January 18th through the 26th at Capitol Theater. Get your tickets at utahopera.org.
I'm Dr. Rick Gregoire. I am a family physician here at Midtown Community Health Center. Medicine in America is pretty reactive. What has been largely ignored is the other 80% of what makes people healthy.
Governor Mike Leavitt, founder Leavitt Partners.
Health is more than genetics and lifestyle choices. There are many social issues that contribute to health concerns, such as the conditions of where people live, learn, work, and play. Intermountain Healthcare is pioneering an alliance that collaborates with organizations to solve these complex issues.
Intermountain has a genuine interest in improving the health of the community because they realize that this will lift everyone up and create a more stable foundation for their health. Individual health improves, community health improves, and we can provide more care to more people.
The goal is to improve the health of everyone in Utah and the nation. Intermountain is striving to make real change in the daily lives of people.
Visit our website, intermountain.com, to learn more about our initiative.
So many great traffic texters this morning. We need your help. And one of them coming from Tooele, letting us know that the snow's out, the plows are out, 25 miles an hour making your way in. If you can reach out to us and do so safely, remember on the Utah Community Credit Union KSL text line, it's just 57500. KSL News Time, 544. The three things you need to know this hour. First, that big storm moving across northern Utah this morning. It's expected to dump a lot of wet snow during the morning commute. We'll have a rundown of delays and closures coming up at 6 o'clock on Utah's Morning News.
Second, the Utah Jazz will look to start a new winning streak on Saturday night at Vivint Arena. The Jazz lost last night in overtime in New Orleans. That was their first loss since before Christmas.
Third, what about those roads? A look brought to you by Mountain America's Investment Services Retirement Planning.
Oh, people are tracking through the snow on the west side of the Salt Lake Valley, everything north of about Kearns and Taylorsville. That includes city streets, freeways. Freeways seem to be in slightly better shape, but it's going to take you a while to get to them because of how slippery the roads are. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Morning snow showers, afternoon clearing, and afternoon temperatures in the 30s. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
We're down to 33 right now.
With KSL's top national stories.
It turns out U.S. service members were injured in last week's Iranian missile strikes at U.S. posts in Iraq. Those attacks in retaliation for the killing of Iran's top general. ABC's Martha Raddatz has the latest.
We now know 11 U.S. service members have been evacuated from Iraq to medical facilities in Germany and Kuwait because of worsening symptoms due to signs of traumatic brain injury and concussion.
Initially, the president had said no Americans were harmed. Today in Iran, for the first time in 8 years, the nation's Ayatollah Khomeini leading prayer services. He was defiant over last week's missile attacks, calling President Trump a, quote, clown who only pretends to support the Iranian people. Michelle Franz in ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth. Will there be witnesses in the upcoming impeachment trial? That's just one of the items that could be hotly debated when the trial gets underway next week.
Joining us live is ABC News political director Rick Klein. How does that go down, Rick?
It's going to go down in a kind of case-by-case circumstance. It's sort of unusual because there will not be an overarching agreement at the beginning of this, we don't believe. Now, the Democrats are going to try to have a ruling on that, but I don't expect the Republicans to go along. And it's going to mean that we're going to open this trial without knowing whether it's going to end with witnesses or just end summarily at the close of, you know, a couple of weeks of testimony.
And what the Republicans are saying is, look, you've already impeached him on these things, and you could throw 10, 15 more witnesses at us, and we just don't believe it rises to an impeachable offense that would require us to remove him from office, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's certainly the view of some Republicans, if not most Republicans. It's certainly not all Republicans, though, and that's key, because if it was all Republicans, you could have the whole thing dismissed. The president's been making noises about wanting that. He's contradicted himself in Trumpian fashion, I would say, on that question. But look, if a majority of senators wanted this done right now, they could do it. That's not going to happen. There's going to be a full trial. And at the end of that, I would expect there to be votes on witnesses. And at the end of that, there will be a vote that will almost certainly be to acquit the president of the United States.
Is he limited to are the Democrats limited to the witnesses that were brought before the House, or can they call any other witnesses? And does the Chief Justice decide that?
Well, the main rule is there is no rule because guess what? It's the Congress, and they get to set their own rules. So get used to that for a little while, that anything you think you know can be overruled by a majority vote. There are some senators who say we should not be adding additional testimony, that it was the House's job to gather testimony, and it's the Senate's job to make a ruling on that. But not all senators necessarily agree with that, and there's nothing that prevents them from having witnesses in trials. Previous impeachments have had at least depositions, if not actual live witnesses. During the Andrew Johnson impeachment 150 years ago, there were many witnesses. During the Bill Clinton impeachment, there were depositions that were taken, and of course, a full body of investigation that had been done by Ken Starr before anything began. So all of this can change on individual votes, and I think I'd actually expect it to change on a case-by-case basis.
Of course, 1999, it was the Democrats that were saying this. It doesn't rise to an impeachable offense, and so they didn't want any witnesses in the Bill Clinton impeachment. I noticed yesterday that Senator Rand Paul said that Republican senators, and this is a direct quote, quote, would effectively be ending their careers if they vote to convict and remove President Trump.
Yes, and I know that Rand Paul believes that. I have no doubt that he believes that. But guess what? There's some Republicans that are states that are not quite like Kentucky, states like Colorado, states like Arizona, states like Maine, that may have a different view of what the political necessities are of these moments. So I don't think that Rand Paul's view necessarily carries today. It is a signal, though, of the political pressures that that all senators are going to face, even from their own colleagues. It's not going to be a time of particular decorum, I would not imagine.
It's going to be an interesting time, and we'll depend on you, Rick, to help guide us through it. Thank you. Have a wonderful weekend. ABC News political director Rick Klein on the KSL Newsline with us every Friday morning at this time on Utah's Morning News.
5:49. It's going to be important that we get to our traffic and weather together, which we do every morning, every 10 minutes on the nines. But today in particular, how are the roads? Let's find out. Brought to you by Mount America's Investment Services Retirement Planning. Andy, it's really coming down out there.
Yeah, and the snow is spreading from the west across the valley. The only stretch now, at least north of Murray, that isn't snow covered is a little stretch of I-80 between Sugar House and the mouth of the canyon. But then as you go up the canyon, you get into the snow. They've got chain restrictions for semis going east into Parley's Canyon. Big and Little are open, but with chains, four-wheel drive restrictions. You're going to feel like you need chains to drive along the West Belt, at least in some spots. The snow's coming down so hard, so thick on Bangor, 56 West, all your cross streets and the West Belt. It doesn't look like it's really hitting Redwood Road super hard in the Salt Lake Valley yet, but it is a little bit worse up in Davis County. I'm seeing snowy conditions from Centerville to downtown. It's just wet north of that going up towards Weber County. Haven't seen the snow or rain really affect hard the commute at the south end of the valley or in Utah County yet. Got junk? Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK. They make junk disappear for homes, businesses, retail, construction, and more, with friendly uniform teams helping you eliminate just about anything responsibly. 1-800-GOT-JUNK. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines, and let's look ahead to that 7-day forecast. How long does this snow stick around? Over to you, Grant.
Snow this morning and afternoon clearing, and temperatures into the afternoon topping out into the 30s. Partly cloudy up to 40 tomorrow, and then sunshine on Sunday. A nice-looking day up to 42. 41 Monday with the sunshine, and then partly cloudy Tuesday, 44. More snow in the works for Wednesday with a high of 39, and then clouds Thursday, 38. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Let me see what the current temperature is. Right now it's 33 downtown and snowing.
Yeah. By the way, I was reading this morning that although there's going to be gavel-to-gavel coverage of all of this in Washington, we may not get to see it all. Did you know that?
No.
They have the ability to black out coverage of certain private conversations in the Senate. Well, and not even any photos are going to be allowed. There'll be a character sketch artist that's in there doing...
And why would they do that? Because it's classified?
Those are the rules of the Senate.
Hmm.
Anyway, we'll talk more about that when we have some time. We're also going to take a look at how the markets are doing this morning. Your Money News is next. Well, when you look at companies, Utah or anywhere really, if you've been in business for 17 years, that speaks volumes about you being a good company.
Yeah.
On the other hand, it gives you a long track record and people, you know, may want to take shots at you. But when we talk about Zero Res and their 17 years in business, look at what people are saying about them. Over 1,800 Google reviews with an average 4.8-star rating. 1,500 recommendations on Facebook with a 4.9-star rating.
And I totally understand that. Because I've had them out to my house so many times during that 17 years. We had them out just a couple of weeks ago. And when they come, they not only make the carpets so spotless clean, But I feel like the whole house is cleaner after they've been there because the house smells better and the carpets are dry in no time. And the carpets stay cleaner longer because of that patented process.
I said it's the next best thing to remodeling the house you can do. They're celebrating their anniversary and giving you 3 rooms of carpet clean for just $89.95. Their lowest 3-room deal ever now through the end of the month only. Call today to get your appointment set up.
And restrictions do apply. Call 801-288-9376. That's Z-E-R-O.
New at Deseret Book, The Divine Gift of Forgiveness by Elder Neil L. Anderson. In his new book, Elder Anderson writes especially to those who are awakening unto God, those who are beginning to discover, as well as all those who seek the divine gifts of repentance and forgiveness in their lives. Relying on dozens of true stories, along with important doctrine taught in scriptures, this book is a must-have for every home. The Divine Gift of Forgiveness is available now at Deseret Book, DeseretBook.com, and Deseret Bookshelf. New at Deseret Book. Join Elder Jeffrey R. Holland's personal study as he shares insights about more than 150 names of Christ he has studied during his 25 years as a member of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. Witness for His Names is available now at Deseret Book or DeseretBook.com. Shop online or have your book shipped to your local store at no charge. Visit DeseretBook.com today.
New Year's is coming, and new looks in your home could be on the way at Ogden's Flooring and Design. Carpet, hardwood, and laminate flooring, tile, and granite countertops, and hold on, it's all priced up to 60% off during the massive January clearance sale at all 11 Ogden's Flooring and Design locations, where they must sell all of their current inventory to make room for new 2020 products. 60% off. And right now, you can also get 0% interest for 12 months, OAC. You'll find remnants starting at $99, which will cover an average bedroom. $99. So if you want to ring something in, make it a new look in your home. Visit Ogden'sFlooring.com to learn more or to find a store near you. Find your new look for New Year's. Ogden's Flooring and Design. Online at Ogden'sFlooring.com.
For every room in your home,
every room in your home,
Ogden's Flooring and Design.
Watching Utah's Money, brought to you by UCCU. Love where you bank. Look what the markets are doing to start your day. The Dow futures up 62, the S&P up 6.5, and the NASDAQ this hour up almost 29.
It's time for Cougar Tracks, and here is Mitch Harper.
BYU big man Colby Lee stole the show last night in the Cougars' win over San Diego, scoring a career-high 21 points to lead BYU to a 93-70 victory.
Colby! 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 How about that? You didn't think that was going to happen, did you?
Things don't get easier for BYU, who's now 14-5 on the season and 3-1 in West Coast Conference play, as they travel to face the number one team in America tomorrow night, the Gonzaga Bulldogs in the Kennel.
This Gonzaga team is a gift to our league. They just are. I mean, the fact that we get to go on the road, I don't know what game we're in, fourth or fifth game in the league, and we get to go on the road and play the number one team in the country, and that we get to do that because they're in our league. It's awesome.
Tip-off between BYU and Gonzaga tomorrow is at 8 p.m. with pregame coverage beginning at 7 right here on KSL News Radio. With Cougar Tracks, I'm Mitch Harper on your legacy home of the BYU Cougars, KSL News Radio.
News this hour brought to you in part by Trajan Wealth.
How would you like a guaranteed 10% growth on your retirement income with an upfront 10% bonus? If you have an annuity or another investment like an IRA or 401k, guarantee it and allow it to grow at 10% for your retirement income with an upfront 10% bonus. If you're in or near retirement, don't play the roller coaster ride with the market. My name is Jeff Jr. and the president of Trajan Wealth. We can teach you about annuities that will provide you a guaranteed 10% growth on your retirement income with an upfront 10% bonus. You heard me right, a guaranteed 10% growth on your income. If you have an old 401k, IRA, or another annuity, call us today. Don't leave your retirement to chance. Call us, Trajan Wealth, and put your savings on the road to certainty. 801-899-7600. 801-899-7600. 899-7600 or visit us at TrajanWealth.com.
This policy is issued by Athene and has limitations. For costs and complete details of the annuity, contact Trajan Wealth.
You've been hearing about how great the need for blood has been in the last few months. Unfortunately, that need is only growing. Hospitals have more patients using more blood than ever. Every day, ARUP Blood Services needs at least 100 people to donate. But the truth is, there's more than that needed. Each day, there's trauma, cancer, heart, organ, transplant patients, and many more that need blood. ARUP Blood Services is the sole blood provider to the thousands of patients at Huntsman Cancer, University and Shriners Hospital for Children. The needs for the patients at these hospitals continues to grow. Over the last 12 months, more than 7,000 patients received blood transfusions. Help patients in need with ARUP. ARUP is at 9786 South, 500 West, and in Salt Lake and Research Park. Help save the lives of newborns, trauma, and cancer patients in need. 801-584-5272. Visit UtahBlood.org. That's UtahBlood.org. And make a difference.
Listen up. We're rewarding KSL listeners with $500 in free gas.
We're giving away Maverick fuel cards
three times a day, starting January 21st.
Just go to KSLNewsRadio.com to register.
And then just listen.
Thanks for making us part of your daily commute.
From Maverick, adventure's first stop at KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time is 5:59. Let's do an early look at your morning commute, brought to you by Mountain America Investment Services Retirement Planning. Andy?
Well, the snow is spreading across more of the valley, affecting more and more drivers. Right now, north of about 7,200 south, north of 90th south, you'll be in snowy conditions all across the valley. South of that, right now, just wet. And it hasn't affected the commute, but prepare yourself if you've got to go into Salt Lake City. Doesn't matter what direction you're coming, you're going to run into some big delays. Again, the worst of it right now is from about Bountiful to Midvale going north-south, and from all through Tooele County all the way up to and past Park City if you're going on I-80. Chains required for semis eastbound in Parley's Canyon. All vehicles, chains or four-wheel drives in Big and Little Cottonwood Canyons. Updating your kitchen in 2020, visit Durden's Appliance, 5th South Bountiful, where they meet any competitor's price, and try before you buy in 9 custom kitchens. Durden's, brands you know at prices you love. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Boy, when Amanda and I left the house this morning, 50-mile-per-hour winds were pushing this storm through. That was the front. Here it is. Timing, almost perfect, according to Grant Wayman's expectations. 38 later for a high. Be careful.
Live breaking news now on the mobile app for KSL News Radio. Listen at home or anywhere you go. Brought to you by Any Hour Services. KSL FM Midvale. KSL Salt Lake City. KSL News Radio. This is Utah's news station.
Good morning, KSL News.